Smells like glass.
Oh, go back down to Johnny.
Uncanny.
Uncle Emily.
Ew.
Everybody.
That is my name.
Uncanny.
Oh, I'll be damned.
All right. Happy 50th episode, everybody.
Oh! Yay! What a surprise! I didn't know. Yeah, and it's the best cava in the world. Thanks.
Made
Danimal.
It.
That's really nice.
Good thing I have the paper towels. I might get. Okay, we'll have a toast.
Thank
okay.
You.
Everybody, we started wait. This show over a year ago now.
Oh, are we supposed to have
no, our first episode was taped next week last year.
Whoa, really? What? I thought we 13th. Had some in August.
13th.
Oh.
13th.
Kelly's birthday.
Exactly. That made it easier to remember.
That's. Did you do it because of her birthday or because of the podcast? Was she born on the 13th?
I think we did some reverse time
Thank
engineering.
You.
I would like to get a picture of you and Adam cheersing.
Emily, you're being a weirdo.
I love you, laugh.
You're being a... Okay, look at you right now.
Sorry.
Are you sitting on a turquoise towel with your glass
no,
resting on yourself?
It. Yeah, I'm describing
beach.
It.
What are you
it's
doing?
A Corona commercial.
You weirdo. You're a weirdo.
There's nowhere to sit down and beverage.
Oh my gosh. If that were me, that cava would have spilled.
All right, so raise the glass.
Yay!
Cheers.
Okay, just to those, just have a picture of those two, and then
yeah.
I'll make a toast.
I'm just telling everyone to raise a glass.
All right, you two.
50 smiled. Episodes.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Yay!
Totally stuck in there. No, she's cut off by the prank guys from the studio.
Yes.
To Dan and Adam, who are
Yay.
Having us over, and for having a really great podcast.
Yes.
It's very entertaining.
Thank you.
Thank
Cheers.
You. Cheers, Sancha.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Like, there's more, and I got
Cheers.
Another bottle, which we might just break into
oh,
the bonus track.
You know that we're
oh,
game.
Yeah.
We're game for everything.
Well, that's why I got a
we're
well,
the
I needed a drink.
Lushes.
We're
is this being recorded
on.
Or
Excellent.
No?
Excellent. Yeah, we're on.
Yeah, this is all being recorded.
We've got it live.
Oops. Okay, coaster.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Big
oh,
rule.
Floor. Floor. Floor is a lot easier
coaster,
to.
Right?
Yeah.
Floor
yep.
equals spill.
So yep,
okay,
just be very gentle how you're setting down
it
your drinks.
On?
Because even if it doesn't sound like
it's
gentle,
it's
still,
super
it
funny.
Still picks up because it's the mics are attached.
You can slam it down and make
Sorry.
A point.
All right. Yeah. Now you get used to hearing yourself talk, which is always fun.
I can't hear myself. I can hear him talk.
Well, you guys.
So you have to pull the mic.
Yeah, you guys have to
face.
Get a lot closer. You may have to. Scoot.
Like, no, like.
Right up there.
See about how far I am. Like it's. You gotta,
that's really close.
Yeah.
Like
look how close
you're so
I am.
Great.
Here, let me. Let's.
Pretend you're on.
I'm gonna have you scoot the chair a little bit forward.
Okay.
And tilt her mic screen so
I,
it's
I,
not.
I gotcha,
yeah.
I gotcha. That's
yeah.
why.
There we go.
You.
Excellent.
Thank you.
The Daily Grind, is that the NPR?
Oh,
not the Daily
how's that
something.
That's
circuit.
Better.
Junk, Daily Circuit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Daily
and when you're...
Circuit.
Good. Okay.
I'm Tom Cran.
And make sure if you're going to turn your head, keep your... keep the mic in between you and where you're turning.
Yeah,
that's
okay. You have to learn
yep.
orbit.
That's one lesson
yeah.
I
this
did not
hard.
Learn last time.
You were doing pretty well with the... Like, you'd think of something, you'd look at somebody, and then you'd start talking. Like, you kind of had this pattern, this equation figured out in your head
I'm like
of
a
how to...
Puppy.
Maggie, I can totally hear you.
I can hear you. I can hear you, too.
Oh.
Gross.
This is a good positive thing, actually.
We're all excited.
What is a good positive thing?
That we can hear each other.
Oh, yes, yes. My ears are working.
I did.
Yes.
Good thing.
So I was trying to think of a mic check question.
Yeah.
And I mean, the first thing that my head went to with the whole 50th episode thing was celebrating anniversaries and such. So I was thinking that if anyone had any good celebration stories, I don't know, hitting some sort of... mark, you know, you've done something for so long, then you celebrate. kind of like I know that, Gooey, you have something for...
Today is the 4th.
Yes.
Dooley and I celebrate every 4th of every month.
Ooh.
Oh.
So dorky. We have been together for 4 years and 2 months today.
Wow. Well,
so how are you celebrating today?
Yeah, exactly. Are you?
He got me a pair of Nike running shoes.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Which are ridiculous and totally ugly. But he loves them. They're terrible.
So is he just going to borrow them then? And his collection?
Oh my God. Are you guys the same size shoe?
Basically.
Oh my God. How embarrassing.
No, they're women's
Men
shoes.
For each other.
Okay, so I've had the current pair of running shoes I use at the gym for 13 years, I counted.
Oh
and
my God.
He doesn't like that. Oop. So he got me these terrible, ugly Nike shoes that are like all black and heavy looking and then with like neon orange and red.
Yes.
Super ugly. So we're
you
we
can run at night
them.
And blend in.
Man.
Yeah.
Kid outfits me for the gym, which is nice.
How often do you go to the gym, Maggie?
4 days a week.
That's
nice. Pretty
I have
good.
To, dude. I'm a cook. All I do is eat. All I
Not
do is
a
eat
bad
and
idea.
Drink. Hello.
Do you, did you watch Jiro Dreams of Sushi?
No.
Yes.
But
it's on Netflix.
About it. Have you seen that?
It's yes. on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
I almost
Netflix.
Watched it. Last
I don't have
night.
It.
Come on.
God. You have
well,
it on,
just come
you have
over.
Netflix on your television.
Yeah.
So.
Come
it's
over.
You gotta watch
so
it. But you,
good.
She told me
it's
about
good.
That.
And then we can watch the Woody Allen documentary thing.
Woody Allen.
Director?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I've heard it's really good. I just don't want to watch it
Bill
by
Cunningham.
Myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
His best friend.
Okay, so
that
now this
good.
Time, now you do need to work on the orbiting a little bit because you're doing the full turn to
Anyhow,
Emily.
4 years and 2 months is today. The 4th of every month we celebrate.
Yay.
And
Yay.
If you could get a little bit closer to your mic as well, that would be... Thank you. I did set the microphone pointing almost at your nose at this point. So if you want to actually take the microphone itself and tilt it down.
Yep. Just grab the
yep.
mic and
Here?
Just go.
Yep. Yep. Perfect.
You
Perfect.
And you can move the you can move the pop filter down so you can see over
it's
it a little
filter.
Better too.
The big Oreo in front of you.
Yeah.
Man, I just have a question. Where did you get all this cool stuff?
Internet.
Oh, but don't move it away from the mic though. Where
okay.
The, because like
oh so what did I just
a
do?
Finger distance
there you
away
go.
Wait
it's good oh let me give you a hand
so what yeah. does this thing do
please
so if you do any s's or t's or anything that's that accentuated pronunciation this thing makes sure that airwave that is created through that doesn't hit the microphone or the little
Thank you.
Receiver guy inside of it
wow.
so it just it
softens it
yes
what if I have a lisp
that still will come through.
So
you can't hide your disability, man.
Yeah.
What if I'm wearing a helmet?
here's an example of the difference. So if I go pop, 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 do you hear
oh,
that kind of
yeah.
extra
aspiration?
Yeah.
That's what they call it in linguistics.
Oh,
exactly.
Wow. This is really
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my anniversary. What's yours?
Other than 50 episodes?
Yeah.
How about we do a favorite like episode recap or something?
Well, because I mean, memory? I do have a favorite celebration moment.
Ooh.
It actually goes back to Grandpa Bob and Grandmary and their 50th wedding anniversary, which was in Hinsdale somewhere. And the only thing I remember is taking like this giant family photo and one of our distant cousins like breaking his nose.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Kevin,
what's his name? I can picture the family.
Becky, Kevin. And
right.
What did he
Bob
do?
Bob Nelson,
Nelson,
Nelson.
Nelson.
Kevin
yeah.
Nelson.
Kevin Nelson.
They were horsing around on a stage. It
horsing.
Was you, me, and Cousin Alan over here.
Yep.
They were up on the stage.
Yep.
He tumbled down,
he,
broke his
he,
nose.
He just ate it. He just
We were playing that
took
game
flight.
With Cousin Alan. That game, this, okay, first of all, maybe tonight we can name it. This game.
Oh, the palm slap.
No, there's no name. There's no name.
No, I mean, I'm describing it for people who can't see what's going on right now.
Good radio.
Yes. but it's a one where somebody rests their palms on there and you try to slap them,
There's
right?
There's no name for that. But we were playing that with our feet. He was swinging his feet and we were hitting his feet.
That sounds right for
that's
little,
what we were doing.
Little kid us.
Commotion over there. He broke his nose.
I think it's almost better with no description, actually.
Well, because you just hold out your hands and everyone starts playing.
Yeah,
but there should be a name. Like,
somebody starts assaulting
it's
you.
It's kind of cool that there's no name. What it's if, like this thing everybody plays.
What if there's like an international student, they're like, I want to bring this home, what's it called? And then
I imagine there's got to be like a regional thing for it, but it doesn't have an overarching name.
The hoagie.
That
is that what we're talking
about? Well, I was thinking about another game that's kind of similar that involves slapping like that, where it's like the hand tennis. No, where some of the guys in like fourth grade, I remember seeing a match that was particularly brutal. Or maybe it was sixth grade. I think it was sixth grade, actually. Because, like, you put your hand together with the other person's, kind of like you're shaking hands, but without the grip. And then you, like, take turns slapping the back of the other person's hand progressively harder. Ow. Yeah.
So
until someone gives up.
Someone bleeds.
Yeah, or so someone bleeds.
That sounds really brutal.
Sounds pretty hardcore.
Yeah. There's that one thing where like kids would put coins on table and they'd like flick them at you and like you had to keep your knuckles down or something.
That's called, is that beer pong?
yes.
That's what it is. We used to play this game where we would sit in a circle and like...
Oboe Schnockenknockin.
Yeah! Oh my god.
Oboe Lake Wobegon.
Stupid song, terrible game.
We used to play Hot Potato in fourth grade. Hot potato, baker's hot.
What?
And then you just throw like a hacky sack at a kid and then he'd be out.
The end.
So violent. Like,
so
remember,
simple.
It's like dodgeball. It's just kids are so violent.
Ah, trench. Terrible. Trench.
Trench ball.
Yeah, but you know, these days they all have their smartphones. They just like go in their corners and talk
they
on their phones.
They probably play dodgeball on their smartphones.
Probably. They don't
There's
even talk to each
app.
Other.
Does anyone know about this?
They throw their smartphones at each other instead of trench.
No, you don't throw those things. They cost money.
They toss them at each other, and then they carefully
they throw their
them.
Chauffeurs at
they
each other.
They lob them.
Chauffeurs. They're au pairs.
So, Emily, do you have any fun celebrations that you can think of?
Toby's birthday.
Toby.
My dad just turned 51, but that's not really a celebration.
Yesterday.
My dad is in Kansas City. Sitting on his ass and in a motel right now. A motel, not a hotel. It's a motel.
Hotel.
Holiday Inn. Yeah.
Does it have the shag carpeting on the doors?
God help us.
They have that in Canada.
And Montana.
No.
Montana.
Did you say on the door?
On the door.
Oh, we have pictures.
We have photographic evidence of a
yeah, right.
an elementary school vacation for the Whalen family where we drove... From Minneapolis to Seattle, up to Vancouver, and then back to Winnipeg, and then down.
Yeah, the first place we stayed at, it might have been like, was it Idaho yet, or we weren't?
No, there? we were in Butte.
It was the first place.
Butte, Montana.
Butte.
But.
Yes.
It's
with an E at the end.
Yep. But yeah, Montana.
But remember Butte?
Black boot.
Yeah, black.
Black boot. Beauty. Buddy.
It's black butt.
Whatever. Any pronunciation. Black.
Yeah. Look,
but essentially, it was a bunch of it was just a single level motel.
Terrible.
But for all of the doors adjoining the rooms, they were covered in shag carpeting.
Did you ever do that? Like not needle pointing, the yarn hooking. The yarn.
I don't want to answer that.
Okay.
Pass.
No.
It's where you have like a screen and then there's a raccoon on the screen
and
then
yarn.
There's yarn and then you hook it and then it pops out at you, right?
I never did that.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
It looks like shag carpeting in small scale.
Exactly, but the doors looked like they were yarn hooked out of turquoise and green and like
black
forest green. No, not black.
No, there were some like really, really dark spots.
Gross.
Yeah.
And we all
really, really dark spots.
No, I mean, you know, it was just this array of what looked like really dirty water just rolling down, but in yarn.
Oh, yarn water.
It's probably, hopefully, from kids like us who are hanging on the doors.
Yeah, there are pictures of us, like, actually hanging on the door.
We took a picture of all of us hanging on the door.
Oh, gross.
But there was a pool. There was a pool.
I mean, I
don't worry.
Done that
There's
too.
A pool.
You chlorine. There was a pool. You cleaned yourself.
The chlorine washed it all away.
Though was it one of the? It was one of those creepy pools where it's out exposed, kind of in the middle
so
of the
gross.
Horseshoe.
There were more leaves than water.
Right.
There
were more dead
any
bodies
trees.
In water.
There weren't
oh,
any
outside.
Trees.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
There were no trees, but half leaves, half water.
Yes.
Wait. So that? Where? What state was this?
This was
apparently
in Butte.
Not Montana. I don't remember going to this Montana.
I remember going to Butte, Montana.
That was our first stop.
Yeah, that was our first stop. We made it all the way through the Dakotas, and not much further.
Is Montana next to the Dakotas?
Yes.
All right, fine. You know you're American.
Stupid America.
I don't know any. I just remember Idaho.
Yeah.
What do you mean you just remember Idaho?
We drove until there were potatoes.
It's kind of it's kind of like the Alamo. I remember the Idaho. Okay, but
oh boy.
Going back, since we hijacked it, talking about motels and
Toby.
It's okay. This
talk
is
about
a,
Toby.
This is a tangent-friendly podcast.
Yeah,
but please continue.
I'm just trying to wrangle in
very
a little
nice.
Bit.
You're asking me about my celebration stories.
Yes.
Let's see. Well, my parents celebrated their 25th anniversary like 5 years ago.
Yeah,
that's a long time ago.
So now they're on 30.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And
math.
That was really fun because we ate a bunch of food. I don't know. Like, I don't really have a specific one, but
well,
you know.
So why is Toby in? Where is he?
My dad is in Kansas City because he is drawing caricatures at the Kansas City State Fair. That's why he's there. He's there for 13
days.
He's
a caricature artist, and he tours the country.
He's gone all summer.
So did he do Minnesota?
No, he doesn't do the Minnesota State Fair because, okay, you can attest, Maggie.
Oh, we went yesterday.
We stopped by the caricature booth there. And
they suck.
That guy was
shitty. They have the same expression for every person. And my dad, just a matter
I'm just going to say it. My dad totally
beats the pants off all of them.
You've seen that one that he did of Julia and me.
Yes, yes,
that's,
I did.
That's
yes.
not even his best work. I mean, that's good, but, like, he was nice to them because they're my friends.
Oh, so he can
you.
Accentuate
he
to no one.
He could have annihilated Julia. He was like,
oh, my God, I did, like, two
Ouch.
Versions that were like, oh, my Ouch. God, his nose was huge.
His nose is already half his face. I know. I mean, his nose is bigger than your, like, lower skull area.
Wow.
Have you
your
seen
southern skull hemisphere?
No, I
it's
haven't
on,
seen this
just,
one.
It's on Fache book.
Fache.
Okay.
It's
he's just a Mayan
it's on
with
book
a big
face.
Nose. It's on the book face. Book
FB. Fuba.
Fuba.com.
Fubu.
You wear Fubu on Facebook?
No,
it's really good, and my dad's good. Like, I'm not
talented.
Just saying that. He's good.
And you can see because Hannah, her sister, is a really good artist. And mm-hmm. actually, Emily is, too. She didn't study it in school, but you can see where both of them got their abilities from his talents.
Cool.
Yeah, he's
anyway.
Really
cool. So, wait, I mean, the person at the Minnesota State Fair sucks, but does he have a reason why he doesn't do?
He is picky. He goes to places that are going to make a ton of, where he's going to make a ton of money in a short period of time. And the fact is, southern states tend to have, like, really, like, better, their population there is more willing to shell out for a caricature.
Okay, I can
like,
see that.
People will come to the Minnesota State Fair, obviously. Like, it's a great fair. But not as many people want to spend money on a caricature.
Because ours are probably more about eating, right? Ours is
about
eating
so.
And the
the
agriculture and all that shit. And then,
see, I would generalize about the South to be the same way, though. Because
I don't think they have, but we have this stuff on a stick.
Texas rivals us with on a stick notions.
Well, they
notions.
Have more population, but
I think it's more of like, it's like a kind of a hick thing. Like, if you're kind of like a rich hick,
like they don't
you
have
buy
cameras
a caricature.
if
you're a Minnesotan, you're just like, I just want like a hot dog. Excuse me.
Like,
get out of my face.
I like how you're drawing a comparison with hicks and caricatures to like, because I'm still very much in Renaissance mode where I'm thinking about like lords and ladies feeling like they're super high class because they're getting portraits of themselves.
Oh, yes.
No.
I mean,
they don't have digital cameras down in the South yet. That's why they get the caricatures.
My dad has
he can
like,
stop time.
One of my dad's favorite things
done.
To brag about is
it's
that
me.
It's a picture.
It's my portrait. I shall hang it over
caricature.
My mantle.
Do you like my etching?
Yeah, man.
Yes, it's rather handsome.
It's like a mirror, but on a paper.
Made out of wood.
Actually, my dad was telling me that he's been a part of like a couple engagement things.
Oh, please say that it broke it off after he did the picture.
No, I mean, he doesn't know. But they'll like, the guy will come up to him beforehand and be like, hey man, like I'm gonna bring my girlfriend here and I want you to like write will you marry me on the That's on the picture.
Cute. Okay,
he's
I thought
done
it was
like four or five of those.
That's super cute.
He does a lot of weird shit.
I've gotten to do that once at Alma. I made the dessert and they brought back the ring. I had to make a dessert.
It was Get
a
out. Dessert. Was oh, the totally. Ring on the dessert?
And it oh was God. Like was it a really expensive ring.
Was it huge?
I don't know what rings look like, but this one looked big.
I've never seen a ring before, but this well, one blew me away.
It was round.
So you know Pocky sticks? Like
yeah.
The,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Japanese like pretzels dipped in chocolate?
Right.
I hung it on one of those off of a marshmallow. It was really nerve-wracking because I was like, right? Where's the
It
ring?
Has to make it there oh intact. God.
And we had all these other things going on. We had all these first courses and salads and all that stuff going out. And I had all these other desserts going
make
out.
Make sure it's staying closer to the mic. Yep. There you go.
We had all this other stuff going out at the same time. But I had to make this, like, picture perfect. Like, if you're the girl, where do you want the ring to be? Like, hanging off a Pocky stick? Sticking out of the toasted marshmallow?
Is it Pocky or Pocky?
Pocky.
Damn it.
Pocky.
Pocky, yeah.
Okay.
So that was nerve-wracking, but she said yes.
That's good.
It was really, really exciting. I got really excited about it. And like I hadn't seen a ring like that up close and like held it and like seen mm-hmm. a ring like that.
Did so you feel like, it, were you nervous about like dropping it in a crevice that you where you couldn't retrieve it? Because that would be terrible.
No, maybe I should have been.
Did you know?
Since that didn't happen, you should be totally worried Jeez. About it now.
Oh, God.
Dun, dun, dun. I know.
Don't drop the ring.
Someone told me that, like, dudes are supposed to spend 3 months of their salary on a ring.
Yeah.
I mean, let me just tell you, not necessary. No. Both of you boys, no. not necessary.
No.
You heard
well,
it here.
Both your girls are here.
Well, I mean, they maybe can decide. It is. I don't know. Yeah.
Please don't do that to
Sorry.
Them.
Sorry.
That's not necessary for any human
I
being.
Just, yeah.
No.
No.
How can you expect that?
All right.
Producer
Thank
Katie
you.
Thirds
yeah.
it.
Okay, we have a third.
Don't spend
an agreement.
Spend your money on food and housing.
Near
housing.
And life.
Get a goddamn
get insurance.
Awesome house.
Get
insurance.
A great
house. Get a house or insurance
a
or
great
a car.
House.
Get gas for a year with that money
they
or whatever.
Will thank you.
Jesus, it's not important.
So Adam,
celebration. Let's see. What do I want to say? you know? I'm trying to think of a nice notable. Well, you know, last year when I had my fun apartment with John, who has been on the show before.
Yeah.
We had all kinds of fun shindigs there. We had a Halloween party there. We had a Star Wars trilogy party there.
Yeah.
The original trilogy. The good trilogy.
The good trilogy.
Yeah.
There's a good and bad.
There's a good one.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Oh, yeah.
Maggie.
I haven't seen one.
Someday. Someday.
No, I don't care. Nope. Scared.
One word, Han Solo.
Nope.
That's two words. My bad.
Nope.
Han Solo.
Han Solo.
Please continue.
Yeah, and then 4th of July as well, and just random occasions where we would just, you know, have a few people over, or even just in like the week before my birthday or when John had his birthday. Those were all really awesome celebrations.
John who?
Schrader.
John Schrader.
I don't believe you've met him.
John Leonard, the Star Brigadoon.
Not
Brigadoon.
John Leonard, no. Not John Leonard. That's cool. But yeah, it was
it's a Moira thing.
Yeah, you know who's in our basement? It's John Leonard, the Star Brigadoon.
our high school play. John Leonard.
The high school star of High School Brigadoon.
Just a winter play. John Leonard was in our
Okay,
spring.
Can I just say Brigadoon?
Yeah, that was spring.
Terrible.
Brigadoon is terrible.
Dan was in Brigadoon.
Doesn't mean he
was
bad.
I was Jesus
bad.
In a kilt.
He saved it.
He was.
Saved
Dan,
it.
Dan,
he
does not it. Mean you were bad.
He
I wasn't
it.
Saying that.
Oh, no, the show sucks. I totally agree.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it.
The show as a whole sucks.
Have you seen musicals?
Oh.
Shh. Now.
you.
Excuse me, I am an expert.
Okay, well, let me rephrase it this way. Every movie version that I've seen,
I've never seen
of Brigadoon.
Even the Gene Kelly version.
I did not enjoy by comparison to the live show itself.
Okay.
The
live
reason,
show, okay.
Fair, totally.
The only reason why I'll stand up to Brigadoon is because I went to see it because Dan Whalen was in it, all right?
That's allowed.
I was like, Jesus in a kilt.
You were. You why, had the weird
and I sold
hair.
Candy.
Man,
yeah.
I like musicals if I know people in them or if they're really good, like The Music Man.
I just like musicals.
I don't like all of them. But I liked Brigadoon. He was in it. I haven't seen any other version.
I totally respect that.
That's the only reason.
Allowed,
I don't even remember.
Totally.
I remember there were lots of like Scottish ballads, and that's about it. I don't remember.
I have fond memories of doing that show.
What were you?
You know what? School dramas are awesome, no matter what they are.
Yeah.
Agreed.
It's true.
Yes.
It's true.
Except what? Minnetonka did Legally Blonde.
No
the
way!
The musical.
Really?
I shut off after I graduated. I don't really know what they do now.
I see
Godspell.
People post stuff from other people who know other people who are
nope.
still a part of Minnetonka somehow.
No.
At least you didn't do Godspell. Have you ever
What's
seen that?
I don't know. Nope.
Have you?
I know of it.
I think I saw a production of it.
Is it a band?
Yeah. It's not a band.
Godsmack, almost.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
Godspell is like fake Christian. What is it? I don't know. It's not even Christian, but it's like the story of like Jesus dying on the cross.
Oh,
it's
wait.
A musical. It's so crazy.
I was thinking about Jesus Christ Superstar.
Jesus Christ.
And he meets Elvis.
That's
I mean the
better.
Pharaoh.
What about the Technicolor
Dreamcoat?
No,
that's Joseph.
Oh, is that Joseph?
Oh,
I'm just guessing at this point.
What about the Technicolor coat?
That's Joseph.
Yeah, that's me. That's the one that I was just
Joseph
thinking.
Joseph is really things? Good. Yeah, they are.
Godspell,
Joseph, Godspell,
Jesus Christ Superstar, and Joseph and the
this
Amazing
is
Technicolor.
Terrible. Why Isn't are we that? Talking about this?
Because
this
it's...
We have gone off on a biblical musical tangent.
Terrible. None of us
Sorry.
Know anything.
Okay, let's backtrack.
Good radio. Okay, Adam, you were talking about your anniversary of...
All Party Central.
Yeah,
celebrations.
John.
Schrader.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And just, I remember, I really like to host parties. There's something really satisfying about that.
But it's not fun to clean up thereafter.
Well.
It is.
Well,
like
not when your roommate doesn't participate. But... yeah, I don't mind that much either because like for the Halloween party, I did actually do some decorating to make it a little bit more Halloweeny.
What were you? Halloweeny?
Halloween-y.
Yeah.
What was your costume?
I was Scott Pilgrim.
What
that
is
year,
that?
Actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's a Scott,
Scott Pilgrim? Something the world against the world?
Scott Pilgrim versus the world.
Versus
yeah.
the world.
What is...
That's
it's
a fun
it's
movie.
A graphic novel.
A graphic
that
novel that was made into a movie.
I've only seen the movie.
And it was directed by Wes Anderson.
Really?
What?
Maggie, okay.
Edgar Wright.
Good, but I didn't
Edgar
know
Wright.
It was directed by...
Not Wes Anderson.
No, it wasn't Wes Anderson.
It was Edgar Wright.
Oh, my God.
But I think
Edgar
you would
Wright.
Like the movie, though.
I kind of wanted to say Wes Anderson
calm
just
down
to see
a little bit.
Say.
Maggie,
I heard Wes
she's
Anderson.
Squeezing
I had
her
like
stress
a
ball right
spasm.
Now. Stress ball.
You know, not Hot Fuzz, the other one.
Shaun of the Dead?
Shaun of the Dead. He did Shaun of the Dead.
Wes Anderson?
No, Edgar Wright.
Edgar Wright.
Well, I
Maggie,
I'm trying
would,
to give you something that this...
You'd like.
It's Michael
no.
Cera.
Michael no. Cera and that chick with the hair.
Oh, the girl cat something? Cat.
No. I know who you're talking about, but
the
no.
Nose.
No. A different one, but it's basically a lot of music going on and almost video game in
yep.
real life.
Yeah.
With lots of... Like fight scene kind of
yeah.
things.
But they're like
a boy meets girl fight scene Street Fighter.
But they're like yeah, the fight scenes are like video game esque.
Yeah.
I would say you would like the music scenes, but you wouldn't like anything else.
Probably I wouldn't like Yes. Okay.
Can I just
because you? a lot of the music that the band did was written by Beck and it's actually pretty good.
Oh, I just have something to say. Don't ever see Sucker Punch.
What's
okay,
Zack Snyder. Yeah, no, I totally
done.
Agree.
It's terrible.
Done. Where was okay? Wait, there was the Halloween at Danville Paul's house. You came as Professor Plum.
Yes,
you were. What were you? Remember?
Was that the one where I was Eric Foreman?
You were probably Eric Foreman that year. That 70s show.
Yeah.
Eric Foreman.
Great. Let's have an anniversary toast to that costume. 70s short.
Clink.
Short.
Clink,
yeah, clink.
Clink. Clink.
Radio clink.
Done. Clink.
Okay.
I don't know.
More of a thump.
It was fun putting that together,
wanna,
for sure.
Do you want this one?
No.
Well,
I've had plenty.
No, you don't. You're empty.
Yeah,
sir.
Well, yeah. We're about to wrap up the mic checks. Everything sounding good?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like 15 minutes ago.
Well, I wanted to validate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're good. Because if anyone wants a beverage or this is a good time
for... Do you have an anniversary?
I did the...
Bob and Mary?
Yeah.
The breaking of the nose?
Yes.
What was the date of that?
I don't know that.
Well, what if it was
significant?
January?
So it was, if it was.
I wonder what year, you know what we should
it was
ask?
Spring. It was spring.
Well, you know what we should ask our parents when they come back is when that was, and then we can actually celebrate it. Like, what year would it be now, right? Because that was our 50th.
Yeah, and that was when we were nothing.
When we were tiny. We were like sea monkeys.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we were tiny sea
brine.
But
like, how old were you? Like, 8?
I was probably
I was
going
to say 4 to 5.
Four or five.
Oh my God.
I remember very well a lot of that stinky church.
Yes.
Stinky church.
But what I was going to say was, if anyone needs to use the bathroom, if anyone wants another beverage, this would be the time to get it, which I can get it for anyone who doesn't want to get up. Also, put your phones on silent.
BRB.
It's pronounced burb. It's pronounced burb.
A couple things that we can run through. Emily, I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to any of the episodes.
Not yet.
Okay.
I've talked about it plenty.
I totally want to.
I just want to contextualize the episode for you so that it's easier for you. So basically what we'll do is we'll restart the conversation, just kind of sidestep our way into the episode. So it's not like this weird, jilted thing.
Sure.
Then we'll talk about news for about half an hour or so. And then we will play Movie Bluff. Did Gooey tell you?
Yeah. Not that game.
But I'm into it.
Not the hard game. It's hard.
I'll do it.
The one with the actor movie thing?
Movie Bluff.
It's the 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yes.
It's really hard.
No.
We can do Build a Title as a bonus.
What? We can do it. We get.
Did we make you play Build a Title?
We played something where I said Annie McDowell.
Yeah.
No, not that.
Out of
lady.
Desperation,
Maggie.
I don't.
We're
even
We're on
know.
The same team. Don't worry.
I barely know who that is.
Don't worry.
She's terrible.
Don't worry.
Terrible.
Out of panic.
Every night.
Annie McDowell.
Every night's game is different, so you don't have to worry.
Okay, I'm into that for sure.
But you know how 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon works,
yes,
essentially.
I do. Yep.
Or IMDb.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can go from actor to...
Yes.
So for that, what we do is I would name a movie. I'll say...
See, this is hard.
No. The reason no. I'm pausing is because I don't know which way to go with this. So
Shrek.
I will,
okay, say Shrek.
Yeah, so Shrek cast.
So you would say like
so
Austin
then
Powers.
Who is he? No.
Oh, my... Okay.
Shrek. So who was in Shrek?
Michael Myers.
And then you would have the option of saying movie or cast.
Oh, my God. Okay.
See, it's hard.
So then if you say cast, then Gooey has to name somebody from Shrek.
Oh, okay.
If you
say
movie, she has to name a Mike Myers movie.
Right.
See,
okay.
Every step of the game, and I'm just doing this for your benefit, but every step of the game, you have to re-explain all of that.
Okay,
to me.
Wait. So if you say Shrek...
And then would say...
And then I say Mike Myers movie.
So then she'd have to name a Mike Myers movie.
She would say Austin Powers maybe, let's say. And then she would say movie or character.
She'd say movie or cast.
Or cast,
so
okay.
So if she said movie, it would have to be a Mike Myers movie.
Right,
if she
okay.
said cast, it'd have to be somebody
Anyone
from the cast of
maybe
Austin
I
Powers.
I have to see it on paper. I don't get the...
We can do it. It's cool.
Like,
I got
how
it.
How is
I got
Mike
it.
Myers... Okay, whatever.
I'm going to help you.
Super hard.
So you know how Mike Myers was in Shrek?
Yeah.
And then he was also in Austin Powers?
Or we could say Eddie Murphy. And then
what?
You could go the Nutty Professor movies. Movie.
So Eddie you Professor. Say Eddie Murphy and then you
movie.
Say...
Movie. Or
movie,
film,
and
I'm sorry.
And then someone has to say Nutty Professor.
Or something.
Okay, we can...
We'll get there when
we'll
we get
play,
there.
We'll play, but it's going to be retarded because I am here.
I'm excited.
So the other things that we do is if somebody can't think of an idea, then what they do is they can either just bow out, they can be done for the round,
mm-hmm.
They can challenge the other person if they don't think the person... Okay, so hypothetically, you would say Mike Myers movie.
Mm-hmm.
If Gooey thinks that you can't name a movie that Mike Myers has been in, she can call your bluff, and then you have to name one.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Oh, crap.
Have you ever played the band game?
Yes. Not on here.
Does it work on here?
Not really.
Like rapid fire?
Not really.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, bonus track maybe, but...
I was wondering.
Yeah.
It's easier for people like me to understand.
More music than movies.
Well,
yeah.
No, just easier, just one thing, not movie or cast, switching all the time, names and stuff.
Well, we do... So going back to what I said before, so if she challenges you and you get it, you stay in, she's out. If you don't get it, she stays in, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an elimination game.
Mm.
The other rule that we have is a trilogy rule. So if you name a movie within a series or trilogy, you can't name any other movie within that series or trilogy for three movies.
Okay.
It's really just so that somebody can't say Star Wars A New Hope, Harrison Ford, Star Wars Empire Strikes Back.
Right.
We just can't hop to the same stuff over.
Right.
So it challenges you a little bit.
Okay.
The last thing, which sometimes I guess we forget to mention, is that TV shows are fair game.
They are?
Movies and TV shows. Mm-hmm. We say movie because it sounds better, but movie and TV shows.
What about commercials?
No.
Andy McDowell.
No commercials.
Fuck that bitch. Hater.
Preference.
Okay.
Andy McDowell sucks. Because
you're so, worth it.
So now I'm going to re-offer beverages, bathroom, everything like that, because I'm going to get up for a second. But can I get anyone a beverage while?
Yeah.
Burp.
And
yes, you may.
Maggie, burp. If you are more comfortable sitting back a little more, you can move the mic closer to you.
Okay, I will.
So, yeah.
When I come back.
Cool.
Right, so can burp? I move? Huh? Beer? Yeah, burp.
Mm-hmm. Same?
Please, thank you.
Good?
Good. Still good on
good?
That.
Good? Good?
Oh, shit. We're walking home tonight, son.
Yep. Emily, what are you doing over there?
I'm writing in lyrics for songs that I want to sing out at festival.
Oh, cool. That sounds fun.
It's fun to just be able to pull out a book and be like, hey.
I got a song in here.
Who wants to sing this song?
Yeah.
People are like, I do.
And you have everything you need.
I have this one memorized now, actually, but I'm writing it in here just in case I can get something.
For you, it's not
thank
a twist.
You. Okay, thank you.
I wasn't sure if you wanted it right away, so I was going to give you the option of an opener.
Thank you.
So, I am
so
unfortunately
no.
Done
no.
With it.
No.
Not a place anywhere?
Nope. I'm so very sad. I have my place wired really well, but not a lot of openings thereafter. Unless you bring your own extension cord.
Oh my god. Dude.
Basically. Because there's so few times when somebody says, hey, I need an outlet.
Yeah, who's watching Breaking Bad? Let's be real. That's right. Who else?
I haven't gotten into it yet.
Oh my god!
I started watching the first episode, but I was cleaning at the time, so I didn't care.
You gotta get past a couple.
Well, I also have to be focused on it rather than background.
Just when you think shit gets realer.
Right, yeah.
And then it gets realer.
I'm only on the third season, and I'm just like, oh my god.
Yeah,
Breaking
I don't even.
Third season of Breaking Bad.
I don't know what season I'm on now.
Are you up to date?
I am definitely not up to date.
Okay.
You do, but you just haven't watched it yet because it's not really your thing.
I'm,
It's, like, depressing. It's not...
It's about
you don't watch
mess.
That before bed, let me tell you.
Yeah.
It's just really well-written, so that's...
That's one you gotta be in a good place where you're like, I can take this right now.
Yeah, you watch it at, like, 1 p.m. And then you have lunch, and you forget about it, okay?
I've heard people say similar things about, what is it, American Horror Story, the show, or whatever that is.
I have never
seen that. You can only watch that at certain times.
Jordan?
Huh?
Are we recording?
We never stop it. It just we hit record and then we just keep moving.
Okay. Yep. According to Netflix, I just finished season 2 of Breaking Bad.
I'm ahead of you.
Yes, you are. It
gets even better.
Yeah. There are a lot of.
I'd say move the chair a little bit closer.
Well, maybe not.
Cause what? Okay, they're on season 5 right now.
Just so that if you
I guess
lean
so.
Back, then
and then that's lean this is back. Whatever season they're on right lean now is back. The final season.
Is that good?
Really?
It's terribly depressing. Oh. But maybe not as depressing as the actual show.
Well, you know, I wouldn't expect a show like this to drag out, but it's good to just
chop it where
end it yep. without dragging into this.
Agreed.
Twilight Zone, where they're kind of after the plot that the writers intended, but they still...
They just start going downhill, essentially.
Yeah, enough, pretty much, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay, so one thing before we start. Emily, please clearly pronounce your last name into the microphone so that I can pronounce it properly later.
Okay. Okay, Emily Schnobrick.
That's what I thought.
Snow.
My sister says Snowbrick.
You...
I say Schnobrick.
Whoa, you just changed that last week. You both said Snowbrick.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, what is it?
We grew up saying Snowbrick. It's spelled Schnobrick. It's German. And the reason we say Snowbrick is because they changed it.
It's Americanized.
Yeah. They. It was, you know, bastardized during World War whatever. Two.
By the way,
Germans.
Germans.
We're German.
Germs.
Julia calls them
germs.
Okay. So since she called shenanigans, what do you pronounce it as? So I pronounce it the way that you want it to be pronounced.
You should say snowbrick. Snowbrick. Like my dad always says, like what they make igloos out.
Yeah. Snowbrick. Okay. That's
what I was thinking.
Totally
you know
fine.
What though? We grew up saying Waylon. I prefer Whelan.
I prefer Waylon.
I prefer Whelan, but I don't
do
say
you really?
It.
Really?
I do. I prefer Whelan.
I will say that.
Really?
Maggie Whelan.
Okay, I'll say Schnobrick if you want.
I don't care. My sister gets pissed when I say Schnobrick. She, like, wants to kill me.
Well, I like...
She wants to correct you constantly.
It's whatever you want.
No, she wants to kill me.
Kill you? Oh.
Oh, my God.
It's, like,
God.
Real...
real German fuel.
It's like, God damn it!
Germs.
It's Snowbrick. Just say Snowbrick.
Snowbrick. Got it.
Plus, Snowbrick. It's more fun that way.
Snowbrick.
Bricks of snow.
Igloo. Call her Emily Igloo.
Emily
Igloo Maker.
Emily.
Igloo. Yeah. That'd
Emily really Snowfort.
Cool. Emily. Ooh, Emily Snowfort. I do like that
I
one.
I really like that.
Snowfort.
Oh, yeah. Snowfort.
Sometime in the future, I'm going to have a D&D character with that last name, methinks. Snowfort.
Do you play D&D?
Well.
What's your character, Dragon Slayer?
Well, in the
Dungeon
campaign
Master.
That I most recently played, we should
My
probably
pants.
Get into the episode, but he's
sorry.
He's an elf, and his character has kind of evolved into being like a completely arrogant snob who kills everything that annoys him.
You're an elf and, on D&D. Awesome.
Yeah, a high elf, by the way.
Do you do LARPing?
No.
No. You know what that is?
Lightning
LARPing.
Bolt.
Lightning bolt.
Yeah, let's throw tennis balls at people.
Yeah.
Shield.
I
mean,
that's what I do on a regular basis. But still, I don't call it anything. I just call it throwing tennis balls at people.
I totally play D&D all the time, but I don't LARP. That's for nerds.
Those guys are